Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly. Features inspiring Sassanese entrepreneurs. Every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Miraya.
This is Business Weekly.
Hello and welcome to Business Weekly, where we do business and talk business. My name is Helen Toby. Now, technology is taking over the world as it offers various tools to boost development and exchange information. And most importantly, it is changing the face of business in Africa and here in South Sudan. How does it work? Do we have sustainable environment for maintaining the use of technology in our businesses? Well, today we are going to be joined by an expert who's going to share his views on this and also get a testimony from an entrepreneur who has been using technology for the success of his business. You can also join us later on the program by calling us on 0929686297. Or sending us an SMS on 0912177141 and share your views and comments on this topic. But first, let's have a look at some of the top stories over the week. We start in the capital. Reconstruction of the Juba-Terekeka-Rumbek Highway has resumed after suspension due to financial constraints. Work stalled in March when the contractors got to Terekeka. A Chinese company has now started resurfacing and tarmacking the road from Terekeka onwards after the government approved additional funding of more than $20 million for the $7 million project. Once completed, the 392-kilometer highway will connect the national capital Juba to the Bargezal region and will help in transportation of commodities and movement of people. Well, the construction of the Juba-Terekeka-Rumbek Highway comes as 150 trucks that were stuck between Terekeka and Awerial County crossed into Awerial town of Lake State. The vehicles loaded with commodities had been stuck due to poor conditions of the road caused by heavy rains. Terekeka County Commissioner James Lino Malo says the rest of the truck stuck, unable to move. Moving on to Upper Nile State, a delegation from Juba is expected to travel to the state to assess the conditions of Malakal Airport. This comes after one of the main airlines suspended operation to Malakal more than a week ago. Badr Airlines stopped flights from Juba to Malakal, citing the poor conditions of the airfield and unsafe landing grounds. The Sudanese-owned company has been flying to Malakal three times a week. Its suspension now leaves one airline, Kush Air, which operates only one flight a week from Juba to Malakal. Traffic along the main road linking Juba to Western Equatoria has eased greatly after contractors filled potholes and patched up sections of the road that had caused a vehicle congestion. Up to 150 trucks loaded with humanitarian supplies and essential commodities were stuck along the Juba Mundri Volo and Juba Yambio routes for up to 1 month because of bad road conditions that had been worsened by rains. The WFP hired Rhino Construction Company to fix the road and now traffic is flowing. And finally, in Eastern Equatoria, two people were killed and one person injured in two separate shooting incidents in Lafon County. On Tuesday evening, a group of alleged cattle raiders ambushed and killed a fisherman who was on his way to work at a nearby river. The reason for the attack is unknown. The following day, armed youth from the area tracked and attacked assailants to avenge the killing of the fisherman. During the clash that followed, one of the raiders was killed while one of the area youth was injured. Those were some of the stories over the week. on Radio Miraya. Now, as I earlier told you, we are going to discuss about how technology is changing the face of business in South Sudan, and we relate this to the situation currently in Juba and across the states. So today we are joined by two gentlemen in the studio to share with us more on this. We have Joseph Gama, who is the managing director of the Dynamic Consultant, which is a tech company based here, and he will be sharing with us his expert views. Later on, we'll be having Mayang Tut, who is the managing director of the Nile Border, a transportation company that has been using technology to carry out its operation. He will later tell us how technology is boosting his business. Thank you for joining us, Joseph Gama.
Hello. Thank you.
Now, technology is a very big part of modern life. And we have been seeing businesses using technology here in South Sudan and across the continent and elsewhere in the world. Can you tell us how technology is changing business in South Sudan?
Thank you once again for having me over. According to statistics, they say a small, medium-sized company that leverages on technology has a high chance of growth. Mm-hmm. Compared to one which is not. So it cannot go without say that if you put together two companies next to each other and one is using technology, making better use of technology, and the other is not, you will see the one which is making use of technology growing much quicker than. So that cannot be discounted. It should be something that everyone should know. And if it's a thought that you are keeping in the balance whether I should go for technology or not, I think my advice is the technology is something which is part of our life and it's here to stay, and it will champion the growth for any business.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, every business requires a startup capital and money to keep it running. Now, with there is increase in tariffs currently with the communications companies increasing calling rates and data rates.
Yeah.
Now this is increasing to the cost of business. Is using technology in businesses in South Sudan costly?
It depends. Technology is one big word. You could, as a business, you could come up with a strategy like, I want my company to become technology, to be using technology. So how do I get there?
Mm-hmm.
So as a business person, you can come up with a strategy whereby you say, in 2 years or 3 years' time, I would like to allow my business to reach this certain level of technology. So in the beginning, you can start with the basic things that you need to have in place.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having very flashy, beautiful-looking computers, you could start with simple laptops, second-hand laptops that could exist out there. Or like the most basic technology that any business should have is, I've been advocating this for long, is simple email. You'll find you're applying for a job worth $10,000, for example, let me be conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And here you're using your email, sweetheart@gmail.com. It's not all right. It doesn't project you as a professional entity.
Mm-hmm.
It's even though they accept your email and continue to exchange with you, you just don't look professional. So the simplest things is maybe start up with a customized email for your company. It won't cost you a lot, and then think about it. Like after 3 months, by having that customized email, it will probably generate for you better revenue because now you're looking professional out there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say at the end of next year, I would like to buy new computers, or I'd like to. So yes, the economics will always be there. The hard times, prices will always go high, and mm-hmm. we'll always complain. You will never come to a point whereby we'll say, the economy is okay now, everyone has money in his pocket. Mm-hmm. That doesn't exist.
And you has your company,
yeah.
which is the Dynamic Consult.
Yeah.
Are you seeing your business doing well in terms of technology, or over the past years, are you experiencing any kind of loss while using technology?
Our business is centered on technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically about driving technology. And we are proud to say we have really participated in driving that in South Sudan in terms of we've trained people, we've created awareness about technology. Especially 2 years ago, they introduced the .SS domain for South Sudan,
mm-hmm.
and we have been a champion of that. It is something that every country in the world is doing. South Sudan has to do it. So is it profitable? I think it's a growth process. There's mm-hmm. no going backwards.
It's a process. Okay. Yeah. Now, we just talked about the cost of businesses. What can you recommend as an expert in the tech world? What can you recommend to other people who are starting their businesses using technology?
If today, example, I request, say you're a business person, Helen, and then I tell you, can you generate for me a quotation? Then you'd probably go and use Microsoft Excel to come up with a nice quotation and then print it and bring it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It would have probably taken you 15 to 20 minutes to do that. While here, there are other systems that could take you 2 minutes or 3 minutes mm-hmm. that you can do. So out of that 15 minutes, you could have been doing something else. And so here, you're trying to compete with another company that is using such a system in place. And you're here, you're using your Excel sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy uses 2 minutes and he's probably done. He's doing something else. While your 15 minutes is here, then you find there's an error or you go back to doing it again. So those are the inefficiencies that businesses face, a lot of them in South Sudan, and I've seen and I've experienced this. So there are certain systems that can be put in place. They're not very expensive. In terms of initial investment, it might be slightly high, but if you look at it in the long term, you'd find that you're saving yourself 15 minutes every day. So cumulatively, you can dedicate that time to finding new customers for your business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of them. Another one is the email one. I like to say that one. You can't say I am a professor from University of so-and-so trying to communicate with your counterpart in the U.S. and you're using university@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to change. It's 2022. So those are some simple things that can be put in place.
Mm-hmm.
That I advocate for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there is this issue, in our country, there are so many people who are not literate. There are people who have not gone to school. They have not stepped into classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are running businesses. How can they be empowered or be trained on using technology for their businesses?
Well, some of them might have the time to go and sit in a class. So if there are those who are willing to, as a business, we provide that. We train people on that. But then there are others who, a simple thing is, most of us have mobile phones in our hands, and it is technology,
mm-hmm.
and people are using it. So maybe we need to rethink ways of how can we reach such people through our mobile phones, because they're already using mobile phones. And they're chatting and they're talking to people, so it means they're taking up technology. It's just that they're using it for social and productive sort of things,
mm-hmm.
High likes, share,
mm-hmm.
those side of things. But as an educator, maybe we need to start thinking, like, if these people can spend this amount of time on their mobile phone and hiring each other, how about they spend this amount of time on some educating sort of things? So we need to, that's an area maybe as educators we need to see how we can tap into. We have classrooms you can sit in, people train you,
mm-hmm.
you pay school fees and you become a professional in that area. There's also free resources like the internet. Is some people might not be able to access it, but if you're able to, YouTube is a very big educational repository whereby you can just simply go and type, how do you do this? And you'll get tons of videos. And if you're really dedicated, you can sit there and learn.
And learn for yourself.
Learn for yourself. Okay. So you have to be, as an entrepreneur, if you really want your business to grow, then you have to dedicate that time to learn these things.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have just mentioned a very important thing. You said you can just go online and learn.
Mm.
But in South Sudan, we have a problem with electricity and internet connectivity, which is a very big part of technology.
Yeah.
How is this impacting businesses in the country?
The Internet penetration, I think, in South Sudan stands at maybe at 20%, if I'm not wrong. You can correct me with that. So that is a challenge. I also look at it as an opportunity because these people need to get into the... that's a problem has been identified. So obviously, as players in the sector, people need to sit down and see how can we reach some of these people. Electricity is not there. So it means you need to talk to people who are in business of providing electricity. Or there's no, internet is not, it's not reachable here. So there has to be some harmonious conversation that needs to start taking place so that these people can be reached. But also by them being reached, does it make economic sense?
Yeah.
Why would I take electricity somewhere and I'm not going to make money from it? So those dynamics are there. But all I say is the penetration is low, but it will continue to grow. If it is 20% today, I'm sure in next year it will be 21% and it will continue to grow. So how quickly it can grow, it requires investment from business players, from government, from whatever institution, from the private sector, for it to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now youth make the biggest part of the population in this country. And many of them are facing unemployment issues. How can they be empowered to use technology to reduce the rate of unemployment in the country?
Youth, they constitute a big number. And they also constitute a big number of people using social media and mobile phones. So how can these people get empowered? For one, obviously, a lot more investment needs to be put in education and more so in the area of technology. I don't think technology comes out very strongly in our curriculums, the South Sudan curriculum. So those are things now, one way in the long run, needs to be put in place. Secondly, there are other entities that provide educational programs whereby there will be drives, say we go to WOW and then just inspire some few people and talk about technology. So by having that conversation, it inspires them to start thinking, there's this area called technology and how can I make use of it? In general, there's less investment in terms of educating some of these young people in technology. So I think that in itself, it's something that I recognize and it needs more effort is required.
Mm-hmm.
In that.
So
direction.
In other words, there is need for the government and other entities to invest in educating the youth and involving them in technology.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, you're listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Muraya, where we talk business and we do business. And today our guest is Joseph Gama, who is an expert on technology. And he has been sharing with us how businesses can use technology to boost their operations here in South Sudan. You can join the conversation by calling us on 0929686297 or send us an SMS on 0917-7141. 0912-177141, and we'll be taking your calls and your questions after the break.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation. Your preferred station, the voice of peace.
No more, no one like you, one like you, one like you. No more, one like you, one like you.
Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly features inspiring South Sudanese entrepreneurs every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Miraya.
This is Business Weekly.
Well, this is the Business Weekly, where we talk business and do business. My name is Helen Toby, and today I'm joined by Joseph Gama, who is a technology expert, and we have been discussing on how businesses can use technology to boost their operations. Later on, we will be having an entrepreneur who is going to share with us his story about how he's using technology at his advantage, and that is Mayang Toot, the managing director of the Nile Border, who is already with us here in the studio. Now we're going to be taking your calls on this topic about how technology can boost businesses in the country. You can call us on 0929686297 or send us an SMS on 0912177141. We are talking about business, how we use technology to boost businesses in South Sudan. And our guest is Joseph Gama, who is the managing director of the Dynamic Consult, which is a tech business. And we have been talking about how we can use technology to boost business. Hello, Radio Miraya. Hello, Red. Yes, what's your name? What's your name and where are you
from? Francis Kenny, Medina Tourist, Villa Sharkalistoya.
Okay, Marhab.
Hey, Barnabit,
Marhab.
I businessman, or I sit Armindana, Smabrad, the Radio City. Barnabit got a business son of a tourist, Mashiko is not for your kind of a must be seen. So I help with, Nafi Muskila. لا ما سؤال عشان ناس بعرف برنامج تبيزنس ذيك لا صار في برنامج زاننا ناس فرانسيس كي يجي كان وصل في جوبانا بدخله تليفون تفهم ما صار نسبة في بداية تبيزنس زول بعمل 100% زول بعمل كيف اللي قرا صار المالي كيف في حاجات لنا بقدر أعمل وكمان إنت بقدر إخصاص حاجة أصلا بشكل حاجة تبقدر فكرة تاني أصلا أخوته أنا قال يا أخوي أنا درام الحاجة تاني الله أنا بقدر أعمل فكرة تاني في حياته بكون كيف وأنا بقدر جوا بوا بحاجة الفي فأنا كمان بديتكم في سؤال بس في حاجات الكثيرة اللي بيحصل عليها اللي انا عايز انه كويس وانت انا في ناس ما بقدر اعمل حاجة لكن هو بيعمل دور براس رجعة الزول فرغاية تكون شنو في حاجة زي دي زول زي دي بودي في عدالة
عشان
بكون حاجة الكويس فيه دي سؤال انا كاسل انجليز ناس زي دي بعمل لهم شنو
اوكي شكرا جزيلا بمشاركة بتاك if you are listening to us from wherever you are, we are talking about how technology can help boost business in the country, and you can share your views or comments on this topic. Any other topic we can share on that day, you can call us on 0929686297 or send us an SMS on 0917-7141. I'm joined by Joseph Gama, who is the executive director of the Consult, Dynamic Consult, which is based here in South Sudan, and it's a tech business. And we've been discussing about how to boost your businesses using technology. Hello, Radio Miraya. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is David from Bor.
Okay. What's your comment or your question?
Yeah, what I want to say on the topic. We know that in South Sudan there are some parts which are also not been connected using network. Like those who are the island, they are not connected.
Mm-hmm.
But the business is supposed to go everywhere, wherever the people are. I don't know how can these people can benefit from this business technology.
Okay. Thank you for sharing with us. Can you respond to our caller from Borod that he's talking about them in the States and in the islands without connectivity? How can they benefit from this?
Well, technology is usually, it's a tool. So what does that mean? It means if you're already supplying food, technology will make supplying food easier. If you are, like in my colleague is in the transportation industry, if you're already doing taxi business, technology should make your life easier. Mm-hmm. So that things that you would have been doing or would have taken you a very long time, you can do it in the most shortest period of time. And it improves efficiency, basically, this is what it means. So this gentleman is already doing business. So mm-hmm. it means he would want to improve. Technology will not fix your business. It will not, change your business into this profitable thing. But what it can do is it will improve what you're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's already supplying maybe food to some of these locations, or he's doing something. So if he's supplying food, which means he's now making calculations using a book, mm-hmm. I'm sure in those remote places.
Right.
So there are certain simple applications that you can have on your mobile phone. Even though there's no network, you can still use your phone as a device. It's like a computer. You don't necessarily need to have a computer. Yes. So you can use the simple tools, accounting tools that you can use for managing your transactions in those places.
Okay.
Rather than keeping books, you're on an island, it falls in water, then you're... So those are simple things that you can put in place. You don't necessarily need to have this massive investment of technology to make use of it. So if you're already doing something, there's always a tool that would help you do it better. And mm-hmm. that's what technology is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are tools out there that you can use without using internet to
exactly.
to help boost your business.
Yes.
Well, you can still call us on 09-2968-6297. And share with us your comments or your views, or send us an SMS on 09-12-17-7141. As I told you earlier, we're talking about how technology can boost businesses. And I said later in the show, we're also going to host an entrepreneur who has been using using technology for the advantage of his business. Let's pick another call of the day, then we will go to our next guest. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Peter Manuel from Tori.
Okay. What's your question or your comment? Okay. Okay, Shukran Jazilan. That was our caller from Torit. He's talking about South Sudanese not supporting each other in businesses. Well, we are talking about technology in business. And maybe you can take some of the tips that Joseph Gama gave us here to boost your businesses. Well, we are on the Business Weekly, where we talk business and do business. And I had earlier promised you that we're going to also have an entrepreneur who is in the business world, who's going to be sharing with us his story about his business using technology. And that is Mayang Toot, the executive director, the managing director of the Nile Border, which is a transportation company that has been using technology. Thank you very much, Mayang, for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Can you tell us more about Nile Border?
First of all, I would like to Nile Border is a transportation company that is basically dealing with the movement of the people around the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three different categories on how we operate in Nile Border. First of all is the Nile Border application, which is a ride-hailing system, where you can be able to order a bike online and then come pick you and take you to wherever you wanted to go. That's the first thing. And then the second thing we are doing is that we do something called asset financing. A lot of young people want to work, but they cannot afford to buy their own bike. So we tried creating a network where we can be able to get our bikes at a big number, and then later on we can come and lease them out to the young people who want to work at a contract basis, and then hold the bike after the contract. Let me say, for example, we give you a bike, and we give you 1.5 years to work, and then you are making payment every single week.
Mm-hmm.
When that contract finishes, then the bike will definitely be yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the third thing is that we do something called asset investment, whereby now investors can come and buy their own bike from us, because we have a store where we bring our own bike at big numbers, because we partner with the factories, which is TBS.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come and buy a bike from us, assign it to us. Our riders can be the one who can manage the bike, ride the bike, but the asset is totally yours. So we are paying you on monthly basis, which means we are giving you 10% of the amount you used to buy the bike. And
okay.
The contract goes for 6 months. One is done, then we can be able to upgrade it again. Yes, so these are the three ways we operate currently.
Now, as I can see, you're a very young entrepreneur. What inspired you to venture into this business?
Starting from where we came from and the thing we've been doing, I came back home in 2018 when life was really, really very complicated. We tried getting into the job system, but it never worked out. So what we did is that we tried to look at some other things that we can be able to do by ourselves. And that is when we find our way out. And that is the main reason why I joined Nile Border. And the second reason is that I really wanted to be part of the solution. Whenever there's something affecting a lot of young people, I really wanted to contribute and then see whatever I can put in. So these are the things that inspired me to definitely start in Nile Border and the rest of the thing that we are doing right now. Yeah.
Okay, now to start a business, you need a capital. How did you get your startup capital?
A lot of people misunderstood how people can start business and how you can look for capital. Like, for example, right now, there's people who definitely come to you and say, I need money to start business. And the first question you ask them is that, if you need money to start business, what type of business are you going to study? They'll be like, oh, no, first we want to have the money first, and then we figure out what we need to do later on. So to make it very simple, if you know what you wanted to do, the idea that you have, the business structure that you have, the plan that you have, you put it down in writing, then now you can see a way of pitching it, okay, to whoever you think that can come and invest in that business. So that is how we get into those sectors. Of course, we brought in some investors. Our second year of operation is when we brought in investors. But when we started with whatever we have. Of course, we just started with some small capital that we personally like contribute from the two partners, which is me and one of my friends. And when people see interest and things that we can be able to do if we are supported, then that is when investors come in, especially a company called Vision Capital. As definitely can be. So that is how we try to venture into that.
Okay, we have been having Mayang Tutu, the managing director of the Nile Border, which is a transportation company, and he has been sharing with us how he's using technology to boost his business. We're going to go for a short break, and after that, we are going to get more on this.
This is Business Weekly.
Well, this is the Business Weekly on Radio Muraya, and we have been talking about how to boost your business using technology. And we had an expert who is Joseph Gama, who shared with us how, also giving us some tips on how to use technology to make your business grow. And today we are also having an entrepreneur who has been using technology at the advantage of his business, and that is Mayang Toot. And because of time, and we will be crossing to Nyakron Cultural Center, because today in 1945, the world leaders signed the United Nations Charter, which saw the establishment of the United Nations as a beacon of hope, peace and security for the world. In South Sudan, the main activity to commemorate the day is taking place at the Nyakron Cultural Center, which will begin at 9 a.m. Radio Mirai will be broadcasting the proceedings live from the center, so don't miss. Because of time, we are going to conclude the show right now with my guests who are in the studio. Now, Mayang Toot, what kind of message can you give to the youth out there who would love to use technology to boost their businesses?
Yeah, the message I can carry out is that in the country where we are in right now, there's so much opportunities, and I really feel bad for those who don't see that. We grew up with the mentality whereby right now we need to be given a job, or maybe somebody else can facilitate and run everything that we wanted to do. As a young person, you have a career to run, you have a vision to build, and you have the next generation to inspire with time. So all I can say is that get out of your comfort zone, try to do whatever you can do at your own power, and make sure that you give it your all. There's no sacrifice that ever disappoint. If you really put on your mind on something that you want to achieve, trust me, it will definitely come. That's all I can say.
Okay, thank you very much. And Joseph Gama, your final message to the public before we close.
Thank you. My colleague has said, when we see, you know, a lot of people who are not South Sudanese, non-South Sudanese coming here, and in every corner you see them opening shops, you see them opening whatever business it is, and then at the same time we have South Sudanese who are complaining that there's no business opportunities or whatever it is. This place, South Sudan, is a gold mine. That's why you will continue to see people from our neighboring countries coming to here. So it means there's opportunities. My advice is just look around you. What sort of challenges are you facing? Wherever there are people making noise and crying, there's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. So whenever someone is making, complaining about something, I always look at it in a way whereby I can convert this into a product that we can package and sell to people. So my message is the opportunities are out there. They're everywhere. So look hard and keep on identify an area that you find very interesting for you and put in your heart. Some people say there's no money. Where do I get the money from? Sometimes you just start from home. If you like weddings, open up a Facebook page about weddings and start posting things about weddings. If you like events management, the same with that. So the more you do that, the more you start building a credibility and connection of people who will become your customers. So with time, that becomes a business. So what I want to say is good luck out there and pursue business.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today. And we have been discussing about how technology is changing the face of businesses in South Sudan. Well, join us next week for more in the business world. I've been your host, Helen Toby. Let's meet next week.
Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly. Features aspiring South Sudanese entrepreneurs. Every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Mirai.